This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. On the last day of the annual GOP retreat at the Greenbrier Resort last week, two West Virginia congressmen said combating the opioid epidemic is a top priority for federal legislators. Their press conference came a day after about 500 people gathered at the gates of the resort to advocate for programs like Medicaid and community health center funding. Kara Lofton reports.
Evan Jenkins opened Friday's press conference by describing the scope of the opioid crisis both in West Virginia and nationally and what Congress is doing to tackle it.
We are putting more money into issues of HIDA and high-intensity drug trafficking and drug-free communities and drug courts across the board. We have put literally billions of dollars to tackle this most challenging issue.
Representative David McKinley said evidence shows rural America has been hardest hit by the opioid crisis. But part of the problem with treating it is that rural states aren't getting approved for the grants they need.
The epicenter of this problem, where we needed the money to be able to do it, the federal government declined to participate.
He pointed to programs like the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act and the 21st Century Cures Act as legislation that will help mitigate the crisis. Both bills were signed into law under President Obama's administration.
We need in West Virginia and areas in rural parts of this country to make sure that we get some portion of those grants because that's where the problem primarily is.
But for others, the problem isn't grant allocation as much as proposed changes to large-scale safety net programs like Medicaid. Sammy Brown is the federal campaign's director of Our Children, Our Future.
The folks that are trying to get clean, the folks that want rehabilitation, they're doing so through Medicaid dollars. If we're cutting Medicaid, both statewide and federally, guess who loses out? So if you're really after a pro-life agenda, if you're looking to really rehabilitate individuals, if you're saying you care about us, then you need to make sure that that's that program in and of itself, just by itself, is preserved, taken care of, and fully funded.
The Trump administration has begun giving states more flexibility in running their Medicaid programs. Indiana started charging Medicaid recipients premiums under the Obama administration, and both Kentucky and Indiana have been granted the ability to impose work requirements for those programs. West Virginia officials say the state is in the planning stages to apply for the right to impose work requirements, but there will be a public comment period before submission. Jenkins and McKinley did not address these proposed changes in their comments. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine. In Appalachian coal country, thousands of miles of streams run bright orange with pollution called acid mine drainage. But if some researchers have their way, that other coal waste could produce valuable products called rare earth elements. Glennis Board of the Ohio Valley Resource has this next installment of our week-long Appalachian Innovator Series.
Paul Zimkevich is standing in front of a silo full of crushed limestone that slowly gets flushed into a stream pouring out of an old coal mine here. It's a facility that treats acid mine drainage. If it weren't here, the stream would run rusty red, killing ecosystems in its path.
Okay, so we're at the Mega Mine, and it's an area that's been heavily mined for coal since the Civil War.
This year, Zimkevich, the director of the West Virginia Water Research Institute at West Virginia University, was awarded $2.6 million federal dollars plus funds from the private sector. His research aims to locate, isolate, and commercialize select hard-to-gather elements of the periodic table, elements that are critical to the technology age we live in. Some of those elements can be found in acid mine drainage.
The acid mine drainage production in West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Eastern Ohio can supply anywhere between, and this is in terms of rare earths, somewhere between 800 tons per year to maybe 2,200 tons per year. 800 tons a year is basically what the military needs for defense purposes and contractors.
Zimkevich and a handful of other scientists in and around the Ohio Valley make up the majority of the American team dedicated to cracking the rare earth element puzzle. That is, the team that's on the hunt for rare earth elements and how to build an industry around them. The Americans are the underdogs. Right now, China is the team to beat, where 95% of the rare earths used in phones, electric cars, and smart bombs are all sourced.
In 2011, the prices of rare earth elements spiked, in part because of a supply problem from China. And so that instilled an interest in researching rare earth, other sources of rare earth elements throughout the world, but also in the United States.
Tom Tarka is the technical project lead for rare earth elements at the National Energy and Technology Laboratory in West Virginia. Government funds are funneling into research at the National Lab in Morgantown, which largely focuses on coal and fossil fuel research. Marianne Alvin is the head of the Rare Earths Division there.
Right now, what we have is actively 15 programs, 15 projects that are investigating not only separations, investigating where we can find our best reserves, and how can we take this forward.
Rare earth mines have tried and failed in the U.S. already. They just weren't profitable on their own. The hope now is that rare earth mining can be economically viable if it piggybacks on other mining operations, like coal. The thing is, rare earths are not rare, really, so much as rarely concentrated and hard to extract. It usually takes acids and harsh chemical processes, which create this stuff of environmental nightmares. But of course, West Virginia is already coping with environmental nightmares. Water expert Paul Zimkevich explains that as a result of mining activity, acids are literally seeping from coal mines everywhere. That's what acid mine drainage, or AMD, is. And apparently, it's leaching rare earth elements in the process.
Even if it knocks down the cost by 20, 30, 40%, that's a very, very significant incentive to continue treating acid mine drainage.
And Zimkevich is just one researcher. Others in Kentucky and Pennsylvania are studying lots of other coal waste products. Scientists estimate that with continued research, a rare earths industry is 10 to 20 years down the road. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown, West Virginia.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Appalachian Innovator Series, with support from the Benedum Foundation and the Appalachian Regional Commission. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glynis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.